Have you ever felt burned by your own generosity or taken for granted or unappreciated no matter how much you gave? See, the thing is, as human beings, we want to help people. We like helping people because we are social animals and it is built into how we survive. We survive and thrive through our cooperation. And in this episode, we're going to be discussing the antidote to resentment so that you can give from a place where you feel genuinely fulfilled and you are able to be detached from the outcome of whatever that person does with your gift or your help. Welcome to the Zen Stoic Path, where we share a modern take on timeless wisdom to help you create unshakable inner peace. Be sure to join our free school community, the Zen Stoic Dojo, to dive deeper and discuss the podcast and all the insights and questions that you have with like-minded individuals who are on the same path. I'm your host, Victor Pierantoni. Let's get into the show. So the antidote to resentment and feeling unappreciated comes with these four principles that we're going to be discussing today. Anytime that you're going to give in your life, what you're doing is you are using your power to help someone else. And as human beings, life is all about being able to come from an empowered place. Oftentimes when we have challenges or problems, it's because we've given power away and we haven't yet chosen to reclaim it. Now, when we're helping others, when we're giving gifts to others, when we're using generosity to essentially extend kindness to others, we are using our power to actually engage in an act of giving or generosity. One of the things that Thich Nhat Hanh would talk about is how every human being is an opportunity for kindness, and we can always extend our kindness and compassion to others. While that's a valuable sentiment, it's important to remember that as human beings, our intentions are what are going to be the make or break in terms of our inner peace. So these four principles will allow you to give to others and help others in a way that you're not going to be left feeling unappreciated or resentful because you're going to be starting from an empowered place, from a sovereign place. So we can call these the four principles of sovereign giving. So the first principle of sovereign giving is to give sincerely. What this means is to only give when you genuinely want to give. Now, as simplistic as this seems, if you are giving to get something, or you're giving out of social obligation, or to please somebody, or to gain somebody's approval, or to get some external validation, then you are violating this principle and you're going to put yourself in a situation where it's very easy to end up feeling unappreciated or resentful. The reason being is because there is an agenda behind the giving. Now, as simple as this sounds, so many people give from this place and so many people are left feeling frustrated with all of the help and the generosity that they give because they've used their power in a direction that they don't even want to be going in. They've helped somebody that they don't want to actually help. They've given a gift that they never intended to actually give this person, but they wanted to feel some sense of approval. And so as simple as this is, this can save you a lot of heartache and a lot of frustration when it comes to giving to your friends and family or giving to your clients and customers. So this is really key because if you're coming from this place of sincerity, you're going to feel good about what it is that you do. And that leads us into the next principle, which is to detach from the outcome. So anytime that you give a gift, anytime that you extend a helping hand, you detach from the outcome. Now, when you detach from the outcome, it is important to understand that once you've given your gift, and you can think of help as a gift as well, it's a gift of you using your power to help someone else. So anytime that you give a gift, once the gift has been given, it no longer belongs to you. It is detached from you. So the key is to not expect the other person to react in a specific way, not expect them to be jumping up for joy or having this massive reaction of appreciation and gratitude. What they do with your gift is their business. How they react to it is their business. And what they do with your help or your words of advice is also their business. Now, one of the best examples of this is if you ever given advice to a friend who is in a toxic relationship that is not good for them, either they're breaking up all the time or they have all kinds of crazy fights or they say all kinds of unforgivable things to each other. And you're like, these two people need to just break up. And so your friend comes to you, they vent to you all these details, and then you give them the world's best advice from your perspective of 2020 vision on the outside. Now, when you do this and you give this advice, if you're expecting them to follow your advice and you're attached to that outcome of them following your advice and doing the thing that you told them to do and they don't, you're going to feel frustrated. You're going to feel unappreciated for all of the wonderful advice that you gave them in that moment. The thing is, what somebody does with the help that you give them is completely their business. What they do with the gift that you give them is completely their business. Now, this is practicing the Zen art of detachment. When we do something, we are not attached to the fruits of what we give. We're not attached to the help that we give. In essence, we only want to give from a place of total sincerity where there is not an attachment to the outcome on the other side. So these first two principles go hand in hand. If you give sincerely and you detach from the outcome of what you gave, you're going to notice that you actually feel good just because of what you did, regardless of how they react. And their reaction, especially if it's a positive one, is just a bonus that you actually experience in those moments. So a lot of your own sense of feeling unappreciated or your own sense of feeling like you've wasted your time or wasted your breath on someone can be resolved with just these first two principles. Give sincerely and detach from the outcome. Now, the third principle is to make sure that whoever it is that you're helping is willing to participate in their own rescue. They must be willing to participate in their own rescue. And if they're not, you can't help them no matter how much you give to them. You see, we cannot help people who do not help themselves. In Stoicism, Epictetus talked about the dichotomy of control, where there are things that you can control and things that you cannot. And as long as you're focusing on things you can't control, you're going to create suffering and frustration for yourself. So when it comes to this idea, you cannot help people who don't want your help. If they're expecting you to do everything, if they're not willing to participate in the help that you're giving them, then they are just essentially going to drag you down into an experience of repetitive frustration where you're going to have the same conversation over and over and over again. It is important that people are willing to participate in their own rescue when they're receiving help. And so if you're asking for help from someone, make sure that you're willing to participate in your own rescue as well so that they can actually help you. Now, I learned this in the last decade of my life through coaching thousands of individuals. Now, I realize that there are people who they cannot actually execute upon the help that you're giving them because they are not resourced in order to do that. Either they haven't had the perspective shift that they need, they're still bought into some old belief systems, they have a trauma that's unresolved. There are a variety of reasons why somebody won't be able to actually execute upon the help that you give them. But there are also people who can execute on it and they choose not to. In other words, they will not create the change. They will not actually receive the help that you're giving them. And anytime somebody is a will not, that is an indication that you are not going to be able to help them. You can essentially, if you're embodying principles number one and two, and you want to just do it for you because you sincerely want to help this person who doesn't want to be helped, then go right ahead because you're not going to essentially care about it anyway if they don't receive it or if they're not willing to participate in their own rescue, because if you're following principles one and two, you're detached and you're doing what is sincerely driving you to act in that moment. So if somebody's not willing to participate in their own rescue, realize that that is their behavior is outside of your control. And so let it go. Let it go. And if they are willing to participate, then go right ahead and help them. But it will save you frustration and it will prevent them from feeling misunderstood. It's better to say, hey, I can't help you with this. Sorry, than to actually use all your power and your energy to help somebody who doesn't want to be helped. And the last principle is to clarify what is actually needed by this person by using what is called the H quadrant. Now, you want to clarify what's actually needed. The reason being is because you can help somebody until you're blue in the face, but if you're not helping them with what they actually need, you're going to be left feeling frustrated. They're going to be left feeling misunderstood. Now, the H quadrant is something that I built upon from something that my fiance Heather actually showed me. She's an occupational therapist who works with nervous system regulation with children, and she uses this as a way of helping children to clarify their needs. And if you really think about it, all adults are just older children, right? We all have these, you know, childlike tendencies and behaviors and emotional capacities that resemble that of child or adolescence. So at the end of the day, these principles, while they work for kids, also work really well for adults as well. So this is most commonly shown up when it comes to intimate romantic relationships, but this can also show up in parent-child relationships, friendships, coach-client relationships, all relationships. This particular principle will really, really help in terms of actually clarifying what is needed. So the H quadrant are the four H's. The first H is help. Then you have heard, hugged, and hamburger. Now, These are really important to understand because by understanding these four H's, you will be able to clarify what somebody actually needs. And when you help them, they're going to feel a genuine sense of gratitude and appreciation. Now, in that exchange of giving and receiving, when there is that reciprocity, it creates energy, it creates enthusiasm and satisfaction between both parties. If you help somebody the wrong way, they're not going to feel that appreciation. You're not going to feel appreciated. And in that sense, there's going to feel like this weird tension or energy, or like something is incomplete in that moment. So here's how you use each of them. The first one is helped. So if somebody actually wants to be helped, this means that they actually want a solution to whatever it is that they got going on. Now, this is often not what somebody needs initially. Eventually, people usually need this, but one of the most common places that you see this show up is when in the masculine-feminine dynamic, where women will sometimes say that their partners never listen to them because they just offer up solutions. They just want to fix the problem. And for guys, they hear, oh, my partner has a problem, and so let me fix it. Let me solve it. But their partner might not actually want the problem to be solved in that way. They might actually want to just be heard, or they might want to be hugged. So when it comes to helped, this is actually giving a tangible solution to the problem. Or this could look like giving words of advice or coaching to somebody's challenges that they're experiencing. So if somebody's actually seeking help, that's what they're looking for. They're looking for solutions. They're looking for advice. They're looking for coaching. Now, the next one is feeling heard. So if somebody's looking to feel heard, they don't want help or solutions or coaching or advice. What they want is just to be witnessed in their expression of whatever is present for them. They want to vent. They want somebody to hear them. Now, in a stereotypical example of a man not understanding what the woman is expressing to him and just wanting to be heard and understood, the man is usually trying to help, where the woman just wants to be heard and wants her feelings to be acknowledged, wants her words to be acknowledged, just wants to vent and have somebody actually just listen and understand. So if somebody needs to be heard, that's what they're looking for. They're just looking to vent. They don't want coaching. They don't want you to reframe them. They don't want you to, you know, show them the silver lining or give them a positive outlook. They don't want any of that. They just want to be heard. And sometimes when you just let somebody be heard, when you let them vent, they feel a lot better at the end because they've been listened to. They've been heard. They've been acknowledged. They've been understood. The next one is hugged. Now, hugged is really, really simple. Sometimes people just need a hug in the face of their challenges. Being a human is no picnic. And sometimes we just need to be reassured that everything's going to be okay. We run into uncertainty all the time as human beings. We have existential crisis. We're living in this cosmic circus on this planet. And there's a lot of uncertainty, discomfort, overwhelm, all kinds of things with what life brings us. And sometimes people just need to be reassured by having human-to-human contact, by just having a hug and being reassured that everything's going to be okay. Sometimes that's all that's needed. Sometimes they don't need to vent. They don't need help. They just need a hug. And lastly, we have hamburger. Sometimes people are just hungry in a very literal sense, right? And having nourishment or having somebody's basic needs fulfilled can be the very answer that they need. But you can think of hamburger as not just an actual literal food of being able to give somebody a snack when they're hungry, but also think about hamburger as material resource, right? The thing that we need to survive. So a very practical or material resource might not be a literal hamburger, but maybe somebody's complaining to you. They're like, oh man, my lawn is just overgrown. And then the person that usually cuts my lawn is not here. And you happen to have a lawnmower. And so in that moment, you can give that resource. You can be like, hey, you can borrow my lawnmower to mow your lawn. Right, that's just a silly little example. But the idea is that hamburger could be a literal food. Somebody might just be hungry, and that does wonders when you give somebody a snack who's hungry. Or it can be just providing a material resource, something practical that they can use to solve their problem. Use the H quadrant to clarify what somebody actually needs. Do they need help? Do they need to be heard? Do they need to be hugged? Do they need a hamburger? Do they need some combination from the above four? If you help somebody the way that they actually need to be helped, you will be met with genuine gratitude and appreciation each and every time. So if you're unsure, you can just ask them, hey, do you need help? Do you need to be heard? Do you need a hug? Do you need a hamburger? And people will always know. And usually when you throw in that last one, right, it's not something that people normally expect, so they might have a laugh. But the thing is, if you know how to help somebody and you help them in the way that they need, it will resolve a lot of problems and clear up a lot of misunderstandings that you might be having in your interpersonal relationships. So to summarize these four principles, number one, only give to others and help others when you sincerely want to do so, when it is intrinsically motivated, not to get something, not based on some agenda, not for social approval or people pleasing. Number two, detach from the outcome of the gift that you've given or the help that you've given to somebody. Number three, make sure that that person is willing to participate in their own rescue if they truly need help. And number four, clarify what they actually need using the H quadrant. Do they need help? Do they need to be heard? Do they need a hug? Do they need a hamburger? When you execute these four principles, you will notice that you don't feel any resentment. You don't feel unappreciated. You simply allow yourself to flow very naturally and to be present in your life with the people that you love, and you're able to give to them from a place that is what I like to call serving from an overflowing cup. You're not doing this from a place of depletion or being the wounded healer who is just trying to get people to approve of them, but you're doing this from a place of solidarity, from a place of empowerment. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're looking to dive deeper or wondering how you can apply these philosophies into your life, be sure to join our free school community, the Zen Stoic Dojo. In the Zen Stoic Dojo, it is a group of like-minded individuals all committed to the path of unshakable inner peace in their health, wealth, and relationships. There you'll find free tools, resources, courses, and individuals that you can discuss the podcast with and ask your most important questions. Be sure to click the link in the description of this podcast to join the Zen Stoic Dojo on School.